Why are there cheating songs in a cheating society? You know the old joke about country music, that if you were to take a LP record, a vinyl record, and play it backwards, your wife comes back, you stop drinking, you get out of jail. Country songs are about cheating and drinking and all that sort of stuff. And why is it that we have an idea in our society that cheating, which happens all the time because we're a sex-obsessed culture, is not to be tolerated? I mean, we do it all the time. Country music, all music just about, is filled with it. People are living lives of alley cats, but when they get cheated on, there is great sadness, great anger. Why is that? If we're an immoral society where we think that sex is just a matter of pleasure, then you have your pleasure with him or her. And when you're tired of that, or when you want to supplement it, get another one. Some people live like that, but most people go from one to another, serial monogamy. And in our situational ethics, relativistic society, we consider it wrong to cheat on the one we're currently sleeping with. I've wondered about that, because people go from one lover to another. It's just assumed that if a person has a long-standing girlfriend or boyfriend, that they're having sexual relations. Even in the Orthodox Church, it's pretty much assumed by a lot of people that, of course, that's what's going on. But why are people hurt when someone cheats on them? Why their partner, who happens to be the 10th or 12th or 15th sexual partner they've had in their life, when that partner goes on to another partner, they're hurt? I think it's because sexual sin has a remarkable ability to basically cover all the bases. We were born to know God. We were born in His image and after His likeness. And God is a trinity of persons, a unity of persons, and a community in perfect cooperation with one another. He is also a creator, but He is called on us to create. And the way of creation is through sexual intercourse. And so sexual relations have been sullied by the evil one, because they sunder us from that role of being a creator. But also, sexual relations deeply affect our character, deeply affect our emotions and our union with another person. And so, if we have serial monogamy, there develops a bond. Whether or not people recognize it or accept it, whether or not they say, I love you or not, there is a beginning to have a union. Now, it's a union under bad pretenses and bad process, but nonetheless, it is a union. And when people cheat, they break that union. So not only are they living impure lives and using sex for something other than to be creators, they are also sundering union with one another. And we cannot be saved if we do not have union with our fellow man. It's not possible, because union with our fellow man means that we love our brother as ourselves, which of course is the fulfillment of the second commandment, which will teach us to fulfill the first. Now, I have to put a small disclaimer here, because people, they don't understand sometimes and they get excited. And there's so much bad sexual theology in the world, people get offended if I say that cheating one another, that is not being creators. And And people would say, well, can't you have sex without wanting to be a creator? What about if a person is sterile? Or what about if a person goes through menopause and then they shouldn't have sex anymore? Well, you know, that's just stupid. Of course, the marriage bed is undefiled. But the purpose of sexual union is to be creators. Now, in some people, they never are able to create another human life, and that is blessed by God. But no matter what, the sex must create and increase union with one another, and it is impossible to have union with one another in something that is not blessed by God, period. Whether it be sexual relations or anything else. So that is why sexual relations between people that are not married, or sexual relations between same-sex people, cannot lead to union, cannot lead to eternal life.